This is the Music History Today podcast for March 6th. On today's show, Major Lazer hits Cuba and COVID-19 hits the music industry. First up, though, on this date in 1958, the Everly Brothers recorded their song All I Have to Do Is Dream. In 1959, Ben E. King recorded with the Drifters for the first time. They recorded their song There Goes My Baby. In 1964, singer Eddie Fisher and actress Elizabeth Taylor divorced. In 1966, Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention signed a record contract with MGM Records. In 1975, singer-songwriter Jim Sullivan, who released the 1969 album UFO, disappeared in the desert near Santa Rosa, New Mexico. No word on whether a UFO actually took him. In 1977, the Diana Ross TV special An Evening with Diana Ross aired on television. In 1982, the Go-Go's became the first all-girl band to have a number one album in America. That album was Beauty and the Beat. In 1994, Frank Sinatra collapsed on stage. He would recover but would retire the next year. In 1998, Sixto Rodriguez, who was the subject of the award-winning documentary Searching for Sugar Man about a South African fan's search to find him, played in South Africa for the very first time. In 1998, same day, Liam Gallagher of Oasis headbutted and broke the nose of a fan. Liam was arrested for assault, but the charges were dropped. The fan later just sued him in court. In 2004, David Crosby was arrested on weapons charges. In 2009, Phish played live on stage for the first time since they went on hiatus in 2004. In 2010, D'Angelo was arrested for trying to pay for sex with a woman who turned out to be an undercover police officer. Don't you hate when that happens? In 2016, Major Lazer became the first American act to play in Cuba since the Communist Revolution. And in 2020, the South by Southwest and Ultra Miami Music Festivals became the first two major music festivals in America to announce their cancellations due to the upcoming COVID-19 pandemic crisis that was just beginning to consume America at that point. In classical music, in 1808, Harvard University became the first college in America to have a college orchestra. In 1831, Vincenzo Bellini premiered the opera La Sonnambula. In 1853, Giuseppe Verdi premiered the opera La Traviata. In theater, in 1965, the musical How to Succeed in Business closed on Broadway. In 1974, the musical Over Here opened on Broadway. And in 1983, the revival of the musical On Your Toes opened on Broadway. In award ceremonies that were held on March 6th in 1967, Merle Haggard and Bonnie Guitar were among the big winners at the Academy of Country Music Awards. In 2000, Eric Clapton became the first artist to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 3 times after he was inducted for his solo career, having previously been inducted as a member of Cream and the Yardbirds. Earth, Wind & Fire, Bonnie Raitt, and Billie Holiday were also inducted in that ceremony. Albums that were released in the UK on March 6th include in 1986 when Janet Jackson released Control. Meanwhile, in America, in 1967, The Temptations released Temptations Live. In 1968, the United States of America released their self-titled album. In 1970, The Temptations released Psychedelic Shack. And Charles Manson released his album, Lie, the Love, and Terror Cult. Yes, that Charles Manson. In 1971, the Rolling Stones released Stone Age. In 1974, Three Dog Night released Hard Labor. In 1978, John Mellencamp, then known as Johnny Cougar, released a biography. In 1990, Kris Kristofferson released Third World Warrior, and Rod Stewart released Downtown Train. In 1995, EMF released Cha-Cha-Cha. Annie Lennox released Medusa. And Mike and the Mechanics released Beggar on a Beach of Gold. In 2000, Buzzcocks released Time's Up. In 2001, Aerosmith released Just Push Play, and Journey released The Journey Continues. In 2006, David Gilmour released On an Island. In 2007, Korn released their MTV Unplugged album, and The Stooges released The Weirdness. In 2009, The Church released Untitled No. 23, and in 2012, The Counting Crows released Live in New York City 1997, and Bruce Springsteen released Wrecking Ball. Singles that were released on March 6th in the UK include in 1969 when The Who released Pinball Wizard, in 1970 The Beatles released Let It Be, in 1981 REO Speedwagon released Don't Let Him Go, and in 1993 Madonna released Fever. Meanwhile in America, in 1964 the Rolling Stones released Not Fade Away, in 1970 David Bowie released The Prettiest Star, and the Beatles released You Know My Name, Look Up the Number. In 1972, Badfinger released Baby Blue. In 1976, EMI Records re-released 23 Beatles songs as singles. And in 2018, Carson Luders released You're the Reason. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on March 6th include rapper Tyler, the Creator, DJ, rapper, and Basketball Hall of Famer Shaquille O'Neal, also David Gilmour of Pink Floyd, singer Kiki D, rapper Beanie Siegel, musician Jarrett Reddick, singer Betty Boo, saxophonist Billy Root, Madonna Wayne Gacy of Marilyn Manson, rapper Bubba Sparks, Canadian rapper Socrates, country blues guitarist Furry Lewis, Sylvia Vanderpool of Mickey and Sylvia, Mary Wilson of The Supremes, Hugh Grundy of The Zombies, singer Mark Jordan, jazz trumpet player Charles Tolliver, jazz singer Flora Purim, Bob Wills of Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys, jazz guitarist Wes Montgomery, Ben Keith of Neil Young's band, singer Sam the Sham of Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, singer-songwriter Mickey Jupe, singer Xavier Ward, singer Arcelli Arambula, singer Walter Trout, and Jerry Naylor of the Crickets. Artists who unfortunately passed away on March 6th include organist Gerhardus Havingia, who passed away in 1753 at the age of 56, the composer who was called the father of Russian art songs, Alexander Alyabiev, passed away in 1851 at the age of 63, cellist Justus Dotzauer passed away in 1860 at the age of 76, composer Viktor Kaczynski passed away in 1867 at the age of 54. Band leader John Philip Sousa passed away in 1932 at the age of 77. Composer Ruben Goldmark passed away in 1936 at the age of 63. The conductor of the New York Philharmonic from 1911 to 1923, Joseph Stransky, passed away in 1936 at the age of 63. Composer Rudolf Carrell passed away in 1945 from pneumonia while in a concentration camp during World War II at the age of 64. Composer and actor Ivor Novella passed away in 1951 at the age of 58. Violinist Louis Zimmerman passed away in 1954 at the age of 80. Singer and comedian George Frombe passed away in 1961 at the age of 56. Pianist and composer Rezko Koke passed away in 1962 at the age of 56. Composer Reuven Pergament passed away in 1965 at the age of 58. Pianist and composer Richard Hageman passed away in 1966 at the age of 84. Singer and actor Nelson Eddy passed away in 1967 at the age of 65. Composer Zoltán Kodály passed away in 1967 at the age of 84. Composer Isa Kretsky passed away in 1968 at the age of 63. Harpsichordist Thurston Dart passed away in 1971 at the age of 49. Composer and conductor Paul Klecki passed away in 1973 at the age of 72. Opera singer and composer Kathy Bieberian passed away in 1983 from heart issues at the age of 57. Composer Pierre Cotcherou passed away in 1984 at the age of 59. Pioneering jazz electric guitarist and trombonist Eddie Durham passed away in 1987 at the age of 80. Big band singer and band leader Leighton Noble passed away in 1994 at the age of 81. Blues singer Moses Rasko passed away in 1994 at the age of 77. Ska and reggae singer Delroy Wilson passed away from cirrhosis of the liver in 1995 at the age of 46. Jazz clarinetist Herb Hall passed away in 1996 at the age of 88. Peggy DeCastro of the DeCastro Sisters passed away in 2004 at the age of 82. Musician Ali Fraka Touré passed away in 2006 at the age of 66. Singer-songwriter King Floyd passed away from a stroke and also diabetes in 2006 at the age of 61. Rapper Francis Magalona passed away from leukemia in 2009 at the age of 44. Composer Henri Poussière passed away in 2009 at the age of 79. Session and touring guitarist for such acts as Michael Jackson and Madonna, David Williams passed away from heart issues in 2009 at the age of 58. Composer and conductor Ole Schmidt passed away in 2010 at the age of 81. Songwriter Robert Sherman passed away in 2012 at the age of 86. Jazz bassist for the Charlie Byrd Trio, Joe Byrd, passed away in 2012 at the age of 78. Jazz singer Lucia Mannucci, who sang with the Quartetta Cetra from 1947 to 1988, passed away in 2012 at the age of 91. Country music singer Stompin' Tom Connors passed away in 2013 at the age of 77. Rocker Alvin Lee of the group 10 Years After passed away from complications from surgery in 2013 at the age of 68. Charles Love of the group Bloodstone passed away in 2014 at the age of 68. Rapper Speaker Knockers passed away in 2014 at the age of 19. Conductor Alberto Zeta passed away in 2017 at the age of 79. And jazz pianist McCoy Tyner of the John Coltrane Quartet passed away in 2020 at the age of 81. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is March 7th when, in 1917, the first jazz singles were released.